from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Bible reading today is from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. There we read, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." This verse, which has rightly been called God's blockade and the road to hell, is one which proves that God's attitude toward the sinner is one of patience. 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter is warning of the coming again of Christ, that time when He will come again to judge the sinful world. There were those in Peter's day who mocked at the thought of Christ coming again. They asked, "Where is the promise of His coming?" Well, the reason for Christ not coming back in their day was to show God's patience toward the sinner. Christ did not come back in Peter's day. And still we await His return because God is giving sinners time to repent and get right with Himself through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is because God is a God of patience and a God of mercy. And it is this truth of God's patience toward the sinner that is revealed in this verse. Now, as we would consider this verse, there are three thoughts I want you to notice regarding God's patience with the sinner. First of all, notice the certainty of God's patience. Peter says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but as long-suffering." That word long-suffering means to have long patience. God is one who has long patience with the sinner. The psalmist David reminds us of this same truth. For in Psalm 86, verse 15, he says, "But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth." Let us all realize that God is patient and long-suffering. If you're still not saved, yet spared to hear the gospel, this in itself is a token of the patience of God toward you. Yes, the many times that you have heard the call to come to Christ for salvation, for the saving of your soul and the forgiveness of your sin, is a testimony to God's patient dealings with you. The hymn writer says, "O sinner, the Saviour is calling for thee. Long, long has he called thee in vain. He called thee when joy lent its crown to thy days. He called thee in sorrow and pain." Such tender callings of Christ are a token of his patience and long-suffering toward you. But we see also from this text that the long-suffering of God is linked to the fact that Christ is coming back again to judge this world. Peter says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness." The Lord will come again because he has promised so to do. He will not delay his coming beyond an appointed time. But until that time, God is patient and long-suffering. Be sure of this, the Lord will come again. Hebrews 10, verse 37 says, "For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry." This is why George Whitefield, the great preacher, could say, "I am daily waiting for the coming of the Son of Man. And when he comes again, he will judge all who are not saved, who are still in their sin. And being judged for their sin, they shall be cast into hell." It is because of that certain day that God is long-suffering with you. Yes, he is patient, so that you have time and opportunity to prepare for that day by being saved. But then secondly, let us consider the people who benefit from God's patience. Notice the word "usward." Peter says, "The Lord is long-suffering to usward." What was Peter before he was saved? But only a sinner bound for hell. Luke chapter 5, verse 8, he confessed to the Lord Jesus Christ, "I am a sinful man." And in being a sinner, he was one who had broken God's holy law. For verse John tells us, "For sin is the transgression of the law." Also being a sinner, he was one who had come short of God's standard. For the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And then being a sinner, he was one who by nature had no inclination toward God at all. Romans chapter 3, verse 11, it says, "There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God." This was the case with Peter. Yet the Lord was long-suffering toward him. And as it was with Peter, so it is with every one of us. We all have broken the law of God. The Scripture tells us if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We all have come short of God's standard. We must confess with the words of the Apostle Paul, "For I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing." And then by nature we too are those who have no natural inclination toward God whatsoever. We accurately described in the words of Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6, where we read, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way." Yes, we have gone astray from God. This is the character of us all. Yes, it is the character of you, my unsaved friend. Yet despite such credentials, Peter says, "The Lord is long-suffering to us word." And in all of this we see the great love and mercy of God toward those who are yet without salvation. Is it any wonder that the hymn writer penned those words, "The love that Jesus had for me is more than tongue can tell"? But then in the final place we see the outcome of God's patience. Notice the final words of Peter in our text. Speaking of the Lord, he says, "He was not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The purpose of the Lord's patience is to bring us to repentance, because repentance is necessary to salvation. Did not our Lord himself say in Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish"? Repentance means to turn from our sin and confess it to Christ. It means to trust in Christ and in his precious blood for the salvation of our soul. We have a wonderful illustration of repentance. When the Lord said to Israel of old, "Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings before mine eyes, cease to do evil, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Unsaved listener, this is why the Lord has been long-suffering with you. It is so that you may repent and be saved. The Bible says, "The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." Do not be like that woman Jezebel in the church of Thyatira, whom the Lord speaks of in Revelation chapter 2, verse 21, when he says, "I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not." She was given time to get right with God and be saved. But alas, she did not avail herself of the long suffering of God. If you do not repent and be converted, if you turn your back upon the mercy of God, then when you die and leave this world, you will perish in your sin in a lost, Christless eternity in hell. Not only will you bring eternal misery and punishment upon your own soul, not only will you bring great grief to your loved ones who are saved, but you'll also bring great displeasure to the Lord himself. For notice how Peter says in our text that the Lord is not willing that any should perish. Oh, this reveals the truth that the Lord has no pleasure in the soul that is lost. He says, "I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked." Despise the patience of the Lord no longer. Come now, by faith as a penitent sinner to Christ, and confess your sins to Christ and be saved. This will bring delight to the Lord, for his revealed will is that he will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.